All right, you do not usually hear the words harmonica and virtuoso in the same sentence, but really it's the only way to describe Tommy Riley. That is a piece by Johann Sebastian Bach, originally written for the flute, but it's played on the harmonica by Tommy Riley, who was born 100 years ago today. Classical music commentator Miles Hoffman has this appreciation.
Tommy Riley could do pretty much anything on the harmonica. He could play fast, flashy, technical passages with ease, and in lyrical music, he could melt your heart with his beautiful sound. When you get to know Tommy Riley's playing, it's not hard to understand why some 30 different composers wrote concert pieces for him. Riley also recorded countless film scores and pop arrangements, and he played pieces by such famous classical composers as Ettore Villa-Lobos, Ralph Vaughan Williams, and Igor Stravinsky. Stravinsky, in fact, once said to Riley, "After hearing your interpretation of my Chanson Russe, I would be happy to let you play anything of mine." That's Igor Stravinsky's Chanson Russe, or Russian song, played on the harmonica by Tommy Riley. Riley's first instrument was actually the violin, which he began playing at the age of 8. And even after he became a professional harmonica player, his musical idol was the great violinist, Yasha Heifetz. Riley said that Heifetz was his model for interpretation and musical phrasing. I think it's also pretty clear that Heifetz was his model for musical fireworks. That's a famous violin showpiece, and Yasha Heifetz used to wow audiences with it all over the world. The Zigeunerweisen, or Gypsy Airs, by Pablo de Sarasate. Now you might wonder, how does somebody become a harmonica virtuoso? In Tommy Riley's case, unfortunately, the Gestapo had something to do with it. Riley was born in Ontario, but his family moved to England in 1935. He had started playing the harmonica back in Canada when he was 11, and by the time he was a teenager, he was already a seasoned public performer on that instrument. But Riley decided to go to Leipzig, Germany, to continue his studies on the violin. And it was in Leipzig in 1939 that he was arrested by the Gestapo. He spent all of World War II as a prisoner of war, and it's time in the prison camps that allowed Riley to spend hour after hour practicing the harmonica and turning himself into a great player. That's Tommy Riley playing a portion of one of the many pieces written specifically for him, the Concerto for Harmonica and Orchestra by British composer Michael Spivakovsky. Tommy Riley died in the year 2000 at the age of 81. He spent his career determined, as one critic wrote, to establish the highbrow credentials of the harmonica, and he certainly succeeded. For NPR News, I'm Miles Hoffman.
Miles Hoffman is founder and violist of the American Chamber Players and also the distinguished visiting professor of chamber music at the Schwob School of Music in Columbus, Georgia.